far away, we're going to move the chairs next time. July 10th, 2024, 7 p.m. In attendance, Janice Redondo.
Jill Perkins.
Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
Judy Matt, Secretary.
Judy. We are going to have an invocation, if you would please stand and then stay standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Ozaki, thank you.
Our Father in Heaven, we're gathered this evening as a community, and we give thee thanks for the board members who volunteer their time for our community. We're grateful for the blessings of this country, which we have, and to our freedoms, and the freedom of speech which we have. We pray for meekness this night as we discuss these different topics, that we might be able to control ourselves in a human-like manner. Father, we're grateful for all that thou hast blessed us with. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Ozaki.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For NRS, we have an early public comment to speak about anything on the agenda. There appears to be only one thing on the agenda. We'll be there in just a minute, so if you need to speak right now and leave, you can. Oh, yes, sorry. Approval for the agenda for this evening. No, what am I doing? I'm sorry. Approval of the minutes from June 26th. And I wasn't here, so I'm not voting. Made a motion to accept the minutes from June 26th. All in favor?
Aye.
Approval for tonight's agenda, July 10th, 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for July 10th, 2024.
And all in favor? Aye. Motion carries. All right, no informational items. Our one planning and zoning item of the evening will be heard before the Planning Commission in 6 days, 7 p.m. down at the Government Center. Tentative map 24500343, Mesa's at Logandale, consisting of 158 residential lots, 17 common lots, 81 acres, and an RS-20 located on the east side of Yamashita, the south side of Gubler. Do we have someone here tonight to represent that item? Come on up to our lovely podium, tell us who you are, and just give us a little bit about your item this evening, please.
I'm just turn it on.
Maybe.
Hello?
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Hello?
Can you have a microphone?
Hello?
There we go.
Thank you for having me. My name is Devin Perry. I am the planning manager for Phelps Engineering and the owner's representative for the tentative map subdivision application. TM245043 for the Mesa's at Logandale. Can I go over there?
Sure, Devin, move around. Thank you.
Right. So I take it many of you understand where the project location is. This is a general map showing the exterior limits of the project in relation to Logandale.
You can't hear him.
I will try to speak up.
You got to holler, Devin.
Our project area, once again, is outlined in this red dashed area via this aerial image of Google Earth dated February 1st, 2023. It is located north of the high school, the Moapa Valley High School, as we mentioned, along Yamashita and Googler at the terminus of that. This is the assessor's parcel map, which show our property limits. We have consisting of five parcels. I will not name off the parcel numbers unless people would request that. But you can see that there's five parcels divided by Ash Street, Whitmore Street, Claridge, with Yamashita, Gubler, Liu, and Hinckley on the south end for property boundaries. The PUD was previously approved in 2018 under zoning change 180819, approved in December of 2018 for the zoning of RE PUD. That map had 167 single-family residential lots consisting of a density of 2.11 units per acre. We are here today because there were conditions of approval. Many of them were to increase the perimeter size of the lots on the perimeter to a 1 acre minimum, which we have achieved as shown. I will show you in the next slide as well. But our proposal comes with 158 single family residential lots for a reduction of a density down to 1.95 units per acre. We have been tasked with providing a paved rural road from the site to St. Joseph Street, which would be to the west, as well as a paved rural road and walking path from our site along Yamashita to Moapa Valley High School. This lot size illustration further depicts our 1 acre minimum perimeter sizing, as you can see. And the interior lots range from 7,950 to 19,031 square feet.
Can you say that last number again?
19,031. The site access points, pretty much three. We kind of break these up into three areas. First one would be along Yamashita. On First Avenue. The second site access point would be along Liu Street on 6th Avenue. And the southern portion would be along Claridge and Liu Street.
Liu Street, did you say?
Yes, sir. The northern portion of the site is bisected by a 50-foot public utility easement, which we are maintaining and providing a pedestrian walking trail. And there are some common outlots throughout for utility drainage purposes. As you can see, they're the blank colors throughout this illustration. And we have also updated our exterior lots to include a driveway which will not require residents to back up onto the main streets on the perimeter, as you can see in this sort of horseshoe bend. The minimum lot size, once again, is 7,950. It's this lot right here. And then it ranges mainly 8,000 up to this larger one, which I think is 19,000, as I mentioned earlier. So that is pretty much the gist of our project. I was told I have a 2-minute limit, so I will open the floor up for additional comments, questions, anything else that...
You want to do the board first?
We can help.
Devin, we're going to have the board ask some questions first, maybe to help the audience with some questions they have or didn't have.
That sounds good.
And then we'll turn you loose to the public.
Sounds good.
Ladies.
Can I go?
Sure.
My question is, the last time that that this project came before the board, we were worried about the turnarounds for emergency crews, should there be any issues with fire engines or anything like that. It looks like we still have the hammerhead design rather than the cul-de-sac that we requested.
Okay. Well, we do have the cul-de-sacs on the south end. The hammerhead, I believe, would be fire compliant for turning radiuses. But I apologize, I was not at that first meeting. We sort of come into the game a little bit later. But I hear your consideration.
Devin, you'll have a bigger problem because the commission is not going to approve hammerheads. So just make yourself a note of that tonight. Maybe get in touch with the commissioner's office, would you?
Will do.
That's been a request since 2018.
Yes.
For Patrick's number 702.
Good.
455-3504.
Understood, thank you.
And you know, I got asked this, you know, it was a concern, the hammerheads, you're gonna lose a lot or two if you turn a hammerhead into a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
So, all right, this map super concerns me. Go ahead. Do you want to tell the world you're going to abstain?
Yeah, I'm going to abstain from the vote, but I do have some questions.
We welcome
I'm abstaining from the vote because I'm a realtor in the valley. One of my questions, it looks to me like the density has changed from previous maps that we have seen before. It had like a circle, it had the larger lots and then a little bit larger lots and then smaller lots in the interior. Now it looks like all the interior lots are smaller. So where are the, I guess I need to come over here so I can see better.
1 acre on the outskirts.
Is it the blue? Like the blue is missing?
Yeah, the blue is missing. So this is what I see today on the, and that's the ones that we've been looking at all along. This is what I printed out today that was on the internet. So this is no longer, all the interior lots look to be almost the same size except for those along the one edge, the two edges.
Well, it's not necessarily, I mean, the perimeter lots of the interior are still larger than the general interior lots. But yeah, I mean, the configuration is
slightly different.
But we have gone from 164 lots down to approximately 158.
167 to 158.
Okay, so it's a little more acreage per lot.
That comes down on Hankley?
Yeah.
Just a minute.
Just a minute.
Anything? Oh, we'll come back.
Have you worked with fire and water reclamation and water and power out here? Do you know that they can handle this kind of development?
I know the fire department did not provide any comments of concern. We are providing tie-in points for water and sewer along Yamashita, and I haven't had any communication with OPD or the water department.
Well, I noticed in November 18, Water District explained that the district had ample water resources.
Is that still the same, Joe?
Yes.
And the more build out, our rates could actually go down.
Yes. It could go down, but it'd prevent a rate increase.
Are you here to speak for the power, Mr. Ozaki?
If you have questions, sure.
Do we have ample power to handle the, you know, do we have the infrastructure to handle this?
We have the infrastructure. They haven't really came to us yet with the loads, but based on the size of the houses, yes, we should have the ability to serve them.
You haven't checked with water reclamation yet, because you will be hooking up to the sewer, from what I understand, correct?
Correct.
Okay, we'll mull it over. I'd like to open it up to comments by the general public. You're limited to 3 minutes. I'll ask you ahead of time to be kind, and I'm not going to listen to the folks in the audience make comments if you're not up at the podium. You'll be asked to leave. Hi.
I'm Dieter Stussy, 775 Ron Avenue.
Okay.
And that's, my house is one house away from Yamashita, down near where the bridge is, south of the high school. On the sewer, I was wondering if you're going to be paying for a special assessment, or if the county's going to enlarge the sewer line that's going down Yamashita? That's my first question.
I'm going to bet Devin doesn't know the answer to that. Does Joe Davis know the answer to that?
Joe Davis knows the answer to that.
What would the answer be, Joe?
The trunk line that was installed in there is, has accommodated in order to run this all the way up through, clean to the reservoir, and handle every piece of property in that region. So nothing needs to be upgraded. It's already been installed.
Per current zoning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I noticed on the current zoning map, at least the assessor's map, it's three lots with two streets going through. It's not this combined lot yet. And the current neighborhood density is one house per 2 acres.
So that's been changed.
That's been changed,
right.
But that's not on the assessor's map yet. So I'm aware that
sure.
That may be under discussion and or changed by this, but is your plan based on 158 houses up there or about 24, which would be the neighborhood density?
Are you talking about water?
For now, yes.
Yeah.
Well, for everything.
Pretty sure Joe's talking about the 156. What is it?
That's the master plan.
158.
All right. Next question is with regard to storm drain runoff. If you're paving Yamashita, then it's probably going to come down Yamashita. Is there anything you have been asked to do regarding that? Because at Paul, or just north of Paul, on the east side of Yamashita, there's a culvert that passes under the corner of the school, comes out halfway between Tammy and Yamashita at Paul, and that's two lots north of me, and I've complained about an erosion problem before. My last time speaking about that
yep.
was March of 2023, where Mr. Ralston, who is at that corner of Paul and Yamashita, wants to subdivide his lot from one house to two houses, and the board denied his drainage study waiver based on that, and I found out he has since sold his property. He's no longer interested.
Well, that's not in front of us right now, so let's
no, no, no. But based on that, I have a concern about extra water coming.
We would
in.
Never waive a drainage study, and this project's going to have to do a drainage study just like anybody else.
Okay, you haven't gotten to that point yet.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm wanting to know there is a drainage problem when it comes down to
we are so much more aware of that than you for the years we've been here, but thank
okay.
you for reminding us.
Okay, and I also noticed there were a couple of stream beds crossing both Gubler and Yamashita in the dirt road areas. One of them's coming from your property, so I assume that's taken care of, but if you're being required to pave Gubler, are you doing anything with the dry stream bed over there? That's between Yamashita and St. Joseph.
Yep. It would be required to do a study, and they would have to comply with that. What
yeah,
the county required.
Yeah, and that's outside of their lot area, so I want to make certain that that's covered.
If it's outside of their lot area, they're not responsible for it.
But if they're responsible for paving that segment of Gubler, then you're going to have water flooding over the street.
And the county will deal with that when it happens.
When the drainage study comes up.
Okay, wrap it up.
Okay, that's about it.
Thank you.
Those were my points.
Appreciate it. Next, come on down. Come on down. Anybody? Hi, Vern. Don't make this easy on, there we go. There we go.
Well, George Carano, 578 Gubler, he answered my question, which was basically the right-of-way at Gubler. There's a huge stream bed there, and I'm constantly fighting keeping that road semi-passable as well. There's, on the other side, I can't think of the name of the road, but it's on. Flooding is my main
yep.
concern, but not to rehash that. On the other side of Gubler, so the other side of the other streets, are they only doing half of the pavement, or are they doing both sides of the road? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it better be full paving.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let's say Yamashita and Gubler.
Are you required to do the full road, or just
are you
half?
Doing the full road? Because I'm not paying for pavement from my
no, you wouldn't be asked to.
What
yeah.
I've read before, it's to the high school.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
All the way to the high school is what we requested.
Oh, sure, but it's both halves.
It could be assessed for their, part,
okay.
their portion of the road.
Right, I know. I don't know the answer to that. It's a good question.
says that this was an 11 of 18 developer already planning to pave Yamashita to the high school.
But north and, what is it, east and west or north and south?
Well, Yamashita.
North and south, as well as on Gubler to St. Joseph's, as I mentioned.
So you do the northbound and the southbound lane? I got a nod from the audience.
I believe so, yeah.
So that's
if
a yes.
It shows on that map, it shows full width, we're building full width.
Okay. 60 foot, 80 foot, whatever the right of way is.
Yeah, and as far as the drainage study goes, we have got some major improvements there. We're capturing all the water coming all the way down that hill, putting it all around there, and taking it up. So there's some major improvements there.
Okay. Super. I know. I mean, sometimes it ends up being more helpful. It's just they've been hurt so many times by flooding, all of us. It just depends on where the cloud lands, you know. Please tell us who you are, just for the record.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, my name is Lonnie Phelps,
Phelps
Engineering.
Lonnie Phelps, Phelps Engineering. We
can
have
engineers. I need the gentleman that's just talking.
Yep.
I got his address, but I didn't get his name.
George.
What's the last name?
C-O-H-E-N-N-O.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Unless you plan on going to the county commission meeting, now's your chance to tell these guys if you like something or you don't.
So,
tell us.
My name is Blake Monk. I live at 2980 Whitmore Street. So my concern is, you guys, didn't you just say that you guys were going to pave from Yamashita down Gubler to St. Joseph?
Yes, sir.
How about from Whitmore down?
That would be the top right corner.
In
the
top up here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down Lou Street?
No. From Whitmore. Whitmore is going to be, or even from Lou Street. Are you going to pave from there all the way down?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So those are going to be 1 acre. You say there's a 1 acre. Are they 1 acre from center of the street? Or are they from curb? The reason why I'm asking that is because if you're putting 158 homes in 81 acres, then you're using the street as your acreage. So then you're actually cutting it down a quarter of an acre.
So this is why we love to have someone here from comprehensive planning. If my memory serves, there's a deviation. You can measure to the middle of the road, but that was supposed to be pulled out by the county a long time ago.
We're not going to the middle of the road.
Yes,
it's the property,
property.
So the property value.
It's the property. The property is a property, and you got the road right away.
And is it going to be private roads, or are they going to be public streets?
They're all public.
They're public.
Yeah, the owner's not going to maintain them.
You're exactly right. That's why we love that question.
But for regular math, if you think about it, 160 and 81 acres, that's half acres. So you're going to put 1 acre there. That means you're going to put quarter acre lots.
Yes, that's
in the middle there.
That was the gift.
From center of street to the end of the wall.
No, the road does not count. They're public streets.
That's not.
The
If you go figure it out, it's not going to be that way.
They're much less than a half acre inside.
The interior lots are not half acres. Just the exterior is half.
That was the gift.
The exterior you said are 1 acre? Or?
Yes.
Exteriors are 1 acre.
So if those are 1 acre, then those are going to be an eighth of an acre.
One of them is.
Nope, all those in the end middle.
Are they all an eighth of an acre, Devin?
No.
No, ma'am. The smallest lot is 7,950.
And the largest is 19.
The largest is 1931.
That was the give.
There is variation.
It was everything half acres.
That doesn't make sense if you figure that out and just write the math.
Well, you got an engineer sitting behind you. I want to believe you, but I.
If you divide the 80 acres by the whole amount.
No, in Clark County, I'm certain they're not lying.
That it's
okay.
0.51.
So here's the other thing: is so where the power lines go. There's a power line easement.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's going to be right there. Okay, so up above that, so you got a drainage for water, and that's a major water. I mean, major water like this deep that comes through there.
Mm-hmm. We do have.
So then those lots out there aren't going to be 1 acre, because you're going to have to give that up in front of them.
I'm not following what you're mentioning, but
so from where the power line is to Yamashita, or are you going to send it right down the power line? Because if you do that, then you're going to run it right into those people's houses down there on Tammy.
No, that's not the intention. We do have drainage culverts running along the perimeter of the property.
They're going to be underground ones?
It's a channel. No.
So it's a channel, so it's going to be in the front of those homes, because those homes are supposed to be pointing towards Googler, aren't they? The front of them?
These ones on the west side are not. On the east side, they are fronting Googler. There will be a drainage channel with culverts under the driveways running along the perimeter.
Okay. So are we going to put block walls in the front, or how are we going to do that up there on those ones on Googler? On those outside ones?
Block walls for?
Are you going to put up block walls around on those outside streets? Or what were you planning?
We haven't got there because we're not the final map. We'll get there in the final map. And, you know, this is our first, you know, blush with the drainage swales. But we're proposing two down the road to maybe pipe some of it too. So that'll be at the final map. All those details will be good. This is our concept.
The commission is not going to approve block walls. There's not going to be block
right.
walls
okay,
on the
good,
outer perimeter.
Good, because if I remember right, in the meeting that we had before, it was supposed to be
years ago.
It was supposed to look like ranch style.
Yeah, if I could show you what they brought us, the county, 9 years ago, it was laughable. It was a Las Vegas
right.
cookie cutter.
Exactly.
It doesn't look anything like that.
Exactly. Yep. So another thing on Tammy there, there's a lot of water that goes down Tammy from, because I used to live right there off Ash. And there's a lot of water. It goes down Tammy, and it runs right into the house there at the bottom of Yamashita and Tammy.
I'm not familiar with Tammy.
I think it's Tammy. It's, okay, you're farther south, that one right there, that house right there, it runs right into that. All that water runs down that into there.
Okay, I think this is Claridge.
Is that Claridge? Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it runs off the mountain there and runs right down through there.
Yeah, and
so what?
We are proposing to have a drainage channel on the perimeter, which would then run and be a culvert and addressed at final map for that situation.
So that means that all those houses down there that's pointing there are going to have a drainage in front of it.
All of these houses?
No, all the houses where the yellow is on your south side, right about right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a drainage all the way down through there.
Yes, sir. We have a drainage channel on the perimeter of our properties. There's been extensive work because of the drainage considerations. And so we are capturing all of the runoff coming from the northeast and diverting it around the properties.
Yeah, it's one or the other. You got to carry the water to the street or it goes onto the property, and they're not allowed to push it onto the property.
Okay. All right, well, I guess that's all I got, just so you know.
Thank you so much. You be quick?
Glenn, quick. Are there going to be lights on Googler and Yamashita? Are you putting street lights on there?
I know, I'm pretty sure curb, gutter is a different deal because that's part of the drainage, but curb, sidewalk, street lights, big no.
No?
No.
Thank you.
You're going to have inner street lights
yes.
that are downward facing. You don't, Devin?
Street lights at
yes.
every major intersection accessing development.
Well, yeah, because then you get somebody coming home and they can't see and they crash into
yeah.
something
so,
and then it's their fault. So you got to have the inner lights. But yeah, we're
not
going
to be floodlights.
Again, part of the commissioner's discussions, no offsites. This is staying rural. I know this doesn't look rural, but we have 10 houses for sale in the entire Moapa Valley. So if you have kids or grandkids or friends or good people that want to move to the valley, there's nowhere for them to live. We want to have nice things. We've got to have some tax base. Megan?
Megan Porter, 480 Googler. I was just wondering if you pave Lou all the way across Googler to where Lou is paved again, there's going to be a bunch of runoff into my basement because there's a big hill right there. So when you say the flood study across Lou is not their problem, that's going to become my problem. and that's not on my property either. But my basement is going to be flooded. We already have 480 Gubler.
Would you do that?
So we either need a brick wall going across there, or they need to build it up, something, because right now we already have water going to our basement.
As far as I know, we haven't gotten to the real drainage study yet, though, right?
No.
Okay, so a lot of these concerns will definitely be brought up.
But it's nice for them to have it up ahead of time. Right. So, Megan, that's a tough one, though. If you say right now that you're already flooding.
Well, we're not flooding because we've put stuff in. But if they move the little hill that's there.
On your side?
No, on the other side.
Okay.
That's blocking it from just full coming into my house.
From that property?
Yes. If they move
it. It did that prior to that.
Huh?
It came over prior to the burn that you have there.
That's been there since we moved into the house.
Right.
We've had that little hill there.
Okay.
And that's obviously been put there by I don't know who.
Yeah.
Because we didn't build the house. So if that gets moved, what I'm saying is
it opens it like a floodgate.
My house. Yeah. Right. So there needs to be either that hill needs to be kept there. It's kind of like a bowl right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or there needs to be like a wall or something.
Yeah.
Like,
so a flood wall. It happens in other places. We got to be able to fix it.
Yeah,
we're not
that's gonna
in
have
the situation.
To be fixed. So
thank you. Going once. Going twice. I hate to see you looking not happy back there, but you got to come up and say something. No. Girls. Closing public comment, turn it back over to the board. Do you want to give a motion or do you want to chat about it a little more?
I think my questions have all been answered.
So, Devin, your marching orders are no hammerheads. We have the Megan's address information. I would caution you when you come back, culverts in front of people's, I don't know, I'd have to see it.
Cottonwood.
It concerns me a little bit.
Isn't that the issue? Joe, isn't that the issue on Cottonwood is they use culverts to carry the water down the road?
Which one?
On Cottonwood.
On the...
You know, and the people... have like ramps over the.
Yeah, they have culverts in the ground and the,
yeah.
In the ditches.
That's what worries me about this.
Devin, if and when this is built, is it going to be phased? I need him to be paying attention, please. You got to wait till I'm done. Devin.
I haven't seen a phasing plan as of yet.
Because let me tell you what the Valley's not going to let you do. We're not going to let you build the little bitty acres on the inside and tell us that's phase one. Okay?
Understood.
So you're going to do it all, or you're going to do the 1 acre lots first? And at any time you want to pull some of those little ones out there, we would love you more than we can tell you.
Understood.
You drove through the valley, right? Did you drive over there?
Yes.
Engineer, just please, when you leave here, it's still daylight, just take a ride over there. It's a lifestyle out here. We've got a big sign on the wall talking about that, okay? Please be respectful of what you're designing. Pretend you live across the street from it, invested all of your money into your 1 or 2 acre lot house that you have, okay? We want homes here. We need some growth. It has got to be responsible. It's got to make sense. We don't want to hurt the people who live here. Drainage, I have a tough problem with. I've seen what goes on in this valley, and it depends on where the cloud lands. I don't care what kind of drainage you got. The cloud stays in the wrong spot for too long, you're flooding no matter what you have. But of course, Devin, you're going to be held to whatever the standards are of the drainage study, and if you got to do a little bit more to ensure that we keep people safe and their property safe, then we'll ask you to do that.
Understood.
You good, Devin?
Yes, ma'am.
You got me on the phases, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Lori is not voting, so my vice chair, Jill, Lois, me, who's going, flip a coin? They all want to make a motion.
Right.
When it's something else.
Figure out how to word it.
That's where I'm at, too.
Yeah. As we approve the tentative map, moving the hammerhead.
Removing, yeah.
Must follow the drainage study and starting with the larger lots first for building.
Correct.
And then I would make a motion with those items.
All right, so there's a motion on the floor to approve the tentative map with no phasing, and if phasing is done, it's outer 1 acre lots first and removal of the hammerheads. And obviously, if that's going to pull a lot or two out, you're coming back anyway. Because the map we're approving tonight is not going to be what would be built. Hammerheads and cul-de-sacs, very different size.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Right.
Understood.
Okay. So it's taken this long. I don't know. But I would, Devin, strongly, I'm sorry, caution you to contact the commissioner's office and make an appointment before that planning commission meeting.
Understood.
All in favor of the motion on the floor?
Aye.
Can I read the motion?
Sure.
Approve the tentative map, removing the hammerheads, follow the drainage study, no phasing, if you do at least outer lots first. We good?
Correct.
And which one of you are going to claim that?
I did.
Who's I did?
Lois.
Aye. Motion carries. Gentlemen, good luck. We will see you again.
Thank you.
There is no general business. We are back at our favorite comments by the general public. Any news of the day? No? Okay, town board, what do you got?
I just wanted to say thank you so much to the firefighters. The fireworks show was amazing. They worked so hard. They were out there half the night and half the day in that horrible, horrible heat we had. They did amazing. The Parks and Rec did amazing. Rotary Club and the Chamber. And I really want to say thank you to the VFW. They make me cry every year when they do the flag raising. This year was especially awesome. They invited the Flags Up guys and as their special guest, and they're near and dear to my heart. If you drive through town and you see those flags, they're out there every morning through health issues, through major loss in their friends. They're out there every day still. If you'd like to volunteer to help them, get a hold of them. They're on Facebook or get a hold of me. My phone number's everywhere, and I'll help you get a hold of them. They love volunteers to come and help them in the mornings. My grandkids go every now and then, and they love it, and it's so much fun.
And they'll always take donations.
Keep the flags up. Yeah.
Toot at them.
That's
oh, they love to be tooted at.
And throw them 20s.
That's our rally. That's us doing that. That's, you know, people donating. That's them out there putting it up. So I love that. That's just so special for us.
They tricked my pig again and gave him all the rinds so he didn't win any watermelon eating contest. Poor Bagheera. We're going to learn, wouldn't you?
I'm back to the DMV. DMV in Mesquite.
Trouble.
You cannot do a walk-in whatsoever. You cannot make an appointment online. You have to go to the door, wait for 8 o'clock, and my poor husband, who just had shoulder surgery, was fifth in line. 8 o'clock came, and they were swarmed to do the little QR out in front. By the time he could get a QR, his appointment was for 11:35. Like, we're around the corner and can sit there and wait for our appointments. So he went in to use the kiosk, trying to re-register my vehicle, just get the new tags. Kiosk was down. It only needed money. The one employee couldn't go fill it up, and without cash in it, it wouldn't even accept credit card. We have got to have something done with that DMV.
All right, maybe a future.
Yeah, we were promised a
future
kiosk here in town.
Here in town,
and it won't do anything.
Judy,
at
maybe
minimum.
I'm taking
a future item. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jill has something. Is that it?
Yes.
Actually, I have a couple of things. It looks like we received an email from the BLM, just so we can have it on record. I'm going to go ahead and read it out loud. It's from Colleen Sapero Rios, if I have that pronounced correctly.
You do.
My name is Colleen, and I am planning an environmental coordinator for the BLM Las Vegas, or I am a coordinator for the BLM Las Vegas field office. The BLM team is unable to make it tonight to Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. However, we would like to still inform the board members that the Bureau of Land Management Las Vegas Field Office is planning to initiate a 30-day comment period with two public meetings, one in person and one virtual. The public comment period would give the public a chance to review the draft environmental assessment and draft travel management plan for the Muddy Mountains Special Recreation Management Area. Once the news release is published and we initiate our public comment period, we will forward additional information to the town board members. This news release will have more information on the project and upcoming meetings. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me or the project lead, Kenny Kendrick, at kendrick@blm.gov or 702-515-5073. Thank you, Colleen Sapiro Rios.
Judy, do we have these at the back of the room?
Sorry, say that.
Do we have copies of this? At the
I was told to give it to the town board.
Okay.
Yeah, it's addressing us.
Email or phone number.
What else you got, Jill?
And this is really kind of a real somber thing. We've had another suicide in our valley. It happened on. Happened on Wednesday night, and it happened to be a friend of mine. And I have a real concern. Our metro officers, I feel for them. I mean, it's horrible to respond to something like that. My concern is services available to our valley. Unfortunately, I've had a family member commit suicide, and then I also had this friend commit suicide, and both times Metro was caring, they were gentle, they were diligent. I know that the person's husband just was completely out of control, off the wall, as I think any spouse would be. My problem is once everything is packed up, once the Metro officers go, once the coroner leaves and takes the body, we have nobody to stand there with the families. They just, I guess, go back inside and try to muddle through the awfulness of the situation. And I really would like to work more. I know Brooks Good Deeds. I've reached out to them, but at the time, I don't think we have any services available. You know, and once the crime scene is done, you know, Metro has to move on to, you know, their next call. We have to do better. We have got to do better. Mental health in our valley, we've got to have more resources. We have to. And I want to bring this up so it gets put on record. We have wonderful officers, that we need some mental health professionals to help the families after this has happened. And if anybody has any ideas or anything, you know, she had two young adult children, and I went ahead and I called Brooks Deeds, Good Deeds, and they do have two nights a month, for 1 hour at a time. That's the resource that we have available. If they were under the age of 18, they would have more resources available, but they're not, which is really sad because the daughter just graduated high school this last year, so she's a very young adult. We've got to get more services here for this. Metro can't do it all. They can't. And I also believe that it's kind of beyond their scope of training as well. But we have a serious problem with suicides in this valley for how small we are.
Any update on our good old airport? Things fabulous?
Things are fabulous up there. I have not...
Falling out of the sky.
Yeah, and they are, they're up and running and functioning great. Don't know when they're going to start phase two of this, but phase one is done.
Are they going to have the open house after phase two, or...
I'm not sure. They haven't talked about it yet.
I do want to share my grief and good thoughts to the park ranger who had that awful incident this afternoon, and any of the others who witnessed it and had to deal with the Valley of Fire.
Yep, well, thank good thoughts.
Sad. Our first responders go through a lot. I appreciate them so much.
Okay. Next meeting date, Judy, do you know, July 31st?
Or I have one item on it.
One item, so we're pretty certain we'll be here July 31st. Hearing nothing else, 7:45, meeting is adjourned. I'm not taking a motion. Thank you for being
this
here.
This isn't a publication, but it has been noticed.
Yes.
Metro in Las Vegas has so don't feel lost. I just can't talk about it because
everything goes around.
We're only talking trying to establish that out here.
It's all night long. Because there was no service.
Okay, Lori, let's talk in the next day or two and see if we can pick a date.
Mike and Dawn, if it works for you and
Kelly. I'll talk to her tomorrow.
Okay. Because if we pick up a date, I can do my thing and start taking the clothes home and getting them organized.
Pardon me? My cousin, we stayed there all night long. And then my mother-in-law and my uncle stood there all night long.
Okay.
I didn't know what to do with the family, so I appreciate that. I appreciate your thoughts.
I worked at Palm Mortuary for 15 years.